This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Anybody who saw District 9 is probably really excited for Elysium, the best science fiction movie of the summer. Matt Damon plays a character who has great things set up for him. He, as a young boy, he's had the dreams of getting to Elysium, which is basically the gated community in the sky. The future is a place where planet Earth is basically a mine, and they mine goods for the wealthy people of Elysium who live in basically a space satellite. And the satellite is all a gated community where people don't really age, they never age, and they all live in billionaire estates. And Jodie Foster plays the defense secretary who tries to stage a coup in a fairly robotic role for her. But the other acting is terrific. Matt Damon plays a pretty good cyborg, although his character is slightly flat too. I think if there was a criticism of the movie, it's that the acting and the lines are a little plain, but the storytelling is fantastic. The story itself involves a bounty hunter who tries to come after Matt Damon, who's got 5 days to live after receiving a radioactive dose, and so he wants to get to Elysium, where they have these machines that heal everybody of any problem. They just scan the body and fix it. So everybody there gets to live forever, and people on Earth are just dying over themselves. There's an iconic image of like a Latino woman with her child trying to break into a house just to get health care, which may as well be a Tijuana border crossing image. And so the issue of immigration is on the foreground of the movie, and the wealth divides on the background. It's not so different than the world that we live in now. We happen to be, those of us who live in the United States are lucky enough to live in Elysium. And so what happens in the movie later is it turns into a bit of a samurai movie, which is fantastic. The director's friend is playing the bad guy, who's a bounty hunter hired by Jodie Foster to get the images and information from Matt Damon's brain that he stole on an uplink carjacking, basically, a data jacking. And the action sequences, the directing is really what sets it apart. If you saw District 9, then you know the freshness of the camera work, the ability to use multiple cameras and images to really set the feeling for the future of an area where there are lots of cameras on things. Again, not so different than the present, but what makes it special is the ability to interface back and forth with different viewpoints and make pretty plain action sequences seem spectacular.